5-year-old son of Include and Mark Valensky, a 4-year-old Copa proud citizen, finished 1-2 in the $100,000 Louisiana handicap. Less than a length separated the two. Bred in Kentucky by Z Thoroughbreds, Infortini is a typical Include, durable, dead game. Louisiana handicap was his 4th straight win. In his last start prior to the Louisiana handicap, he had wired the field at Churchill Downs to win by 7 lengths, 1 mile and 133-1. That's a new track record. He also finished 1-2 in 11 of his 16 starts, and he's earned over $329,000. Include was the sire of 21 stakes horses last year, including his 5th Grade 1 stakes winner. Mark Valesky, bred by Brereton C. Jones and trained by Larry Jones, was making his first start since he won the Grade 2 Peter Pan last May at Belmont Park. Second by nose in the Grade 2 Louisiana Derby. Second by nose in the Grade 2 Risen Star. He had finished 1-2 in 6 consecutive races and earnings of more than $450,000. He was one of 13 2012 stakes winners by Proud Citizen, a list that includes his 2nd winner of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks, Believe You Can. Include stands for 12,500 live foal, Proud Citizen for 15,000 live foal, and both stand at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to a racing profit.
When Jackie and I moved to Bourbon County, that was about 25 years ago, we checked around to see where we should go for our insurance needs. The name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. So we had a talk with Ted McLean at the Hopewell Company. We've been doing business with him ever since. And believe me, we've been more than satisfied. The Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, so they are able to offer the best coverage at the most competitive price. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. The Hopewell Company in Paris, established in 1955 by Joe McLean, is a full-service insurance agency. Give them a call, 987-2347. Or better yet, stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They're nice people, and they do a great job for you.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, everyone, and kind of a quiet morning here at the Thoroughbred Center. Pretty morning, but a little bit on the chilly side.
Had a couple of works real quick there, but that's, you know, not much going on.
I don't know. We haven't had many works this morning, maybe 15 or something like that.
Yeah, 15 or 20. You can look at the track, and you can about count the hoof prints on the rail. That's how few people have worked.
Yeah, since the break.
Yeah, since the break.
Yeah. But it, I don't know, it's a track you can sure train on it. Everybody, you know. Yeah. And a lot of people don't train because it's too cold, and I'm going to have Dr. Doug Byer talk about that when he comes in just a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. Fine.
Yeah. Doug and Michael are on their way. Of course, they're my two regulars on the show. I should shut up and let them talk. I don't know about Michael, but Doc.
You learned something from Doc.
You learned something from Doc. Yeah, he's forgotten more than I know. That's for sure. I really don't have a guest per se. I've had a couple of people that lined up, but didn't work out. Although I bumped into Walt Robertson the other night at Henry White's funeral, and Walt said he was going to come by. So I hope he does, because Walt is a director of sales out at Keeneland. Steve Moody, they're running a bunch of stakes down to Fairgrounds today. One of them's graded, so we'll ask Steve about that one.
They call it something day. I can't remember, but it's one of their big debt promotion days.
The graded stakes is the Colonel E.R. Bradley stakes, and it's I think it's a Grade 3 race.
Who used to have this farm right over here?
No, he had Idlehour Farm out on Old Frankfort Pike. Colonel E.R. Bradley
always out on was always out there, never over here.
No.
Oh, I had that wrong. I thought the first one was over here.
Hey. Somebody take notes. She admitted to being wrong for something.
Jeez.
Oh, that's a
are you in trouble?
I'm married in trouble.
You've seen your last pot of your favorite soup.
Okay. All right. Actually, she was making that soup for you, Matt.
Yeah.
And then you got well. She made a whole bunch of chicken broth, chicken noodle soup, you know. So yeah. I want you to take this over to Matt and Crystal. Then I saw you that morning, and you were well, and I says, I'm going to eat that soup.
We did most of it.
Anyway. So Steve is going to give us the winner of the Colonel Yar Bradley. Of course, he works for Bloodstock Research Information Services. They're running the Forward Gal Stakes down in Florida today. It's a grade two stakes, but she was a champion filly. Although she's a Florida bred, I may talk about her a little bit. You know, I go slumming every now and then.
Exactly.
She raced for Ace Coast Stable, was bred down there, by Native Charger. And Native Charger was, of course, a Native Dancer horse. Might have been I guess he was the best son of Native Dancer stud in this country. Because Dan Cupid was pretty good. Well, he sired Seabird, and that was enough making good.
But somebody said once that everything's descended from Northern Dancer the Native horses. Raise a Native. What's the other one?
Raise a Native or Northern Dancer?
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Not hitting on all fours this morning, I'll tell you.
I had a hard time staying awake this morning. Miss Holly over there, that medic, I thought she was going to have to give me a shot or something to wake me up.
Yeah, but I don't know why I got to bed early.
So
got a good night's sleep.
I drank a real Coke.
Did you? Really?
Yeah, because it had some
caffeine
in it. I was advised by our medic to drink a Coke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's your fault, Holly.
What else we're going to do? Oh, if we have time, I'll go back on some history and we'll do Bayou, who was the champion filly of 1957.
Raise a Native.
57. No.
Help.
Of course, we got Jackie's announcements.
Hey, I've got a lot of announcements. They're picking up. I've got more than polo at the horse park.
Oh, okay. But getting back to going to Henry White's funeral over there, Henry, I've known Henry all my life. We were both raised together out on a Russell Cave Road. Henry was one of the good guys, good horseman. I knew his dad. I knew Cy, Cyrus, his father. And, of course, they had Ellesmead Farm starting out. That's right behind the Jot 'em Down store on the corner of Russell Cave and Ironworks. And then later on, they leased, I think it was just Henry. I think maybe his father was gone by the time that he leased Plum Lane across the road from Clarence Liebus. And he was over there for many, many years, Henry was. And of course, gosh, he was involved with so many things down and so many people. Top of the line. He always had top of the line, Clarence, you know. Paul Mellon, Paul Mellon's horses would come here. Of course, that was Rokeby Stable, you know, Arts and Letters and Key to the Mint and Mill Reef and those kind of horses, you know, Sea Hero, the Derby winner and so forth. He was also involved with Brookmead Stable and Hobo Farm, Ogden Phipps and Aga Khan, Bunker Hunt and Preston and Elliot Birch, you know. So Henry kept himself in good company.
He did.
Yeah. Even living there to Jot 'em Down, you know, it was.
How can you go wrong?
How can you go wrong with the Jot? I tell you, it's a great cheeseburger still in there.
Still.
Yeah, anyway. And, of course, Henry was older than me, but I think he was a senior in high school when I was a freshman.
Is that right?
He went to Lafayette.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then went on, graduated from UK, was in the Air Force and everything, but going to miss Henry. He was he was always fun to talk to. And Henry always had an opinion. You didn't have to, and he'd give it to you in a heartbeat, you know.
I know. He was funny. They asked one time, he was on a panel at the farm managers, and somebody asked what the biggest improvement was.
Worming.
And he said, paste worming. You didn't have to tube worm anymore because that was such a trauma. Of course, Porrick Campion said it was the automatic garage door opener.
I can agree with Henry on that because I grew up with a fiery bunch. We had a bunch farm full of spy songs, you know, because he was out of Matahara. And I tell you what, they were tough horses. I mean, they'd fight you tooth and nail.
Yeah, if anyone wouldn't know now, they used to twitch them and run a tube up the horse's nose down to the stomach.
Yeah.
And then they'd put in liquid wormer.
Yeah.
And, woof, they didn't like it. Yeah. Wasn't a pleasant experience.
It was not a pleasant experience worming, you know, especially that particular breed of horses, you know.
Yeah.
The spy songs, because old Matt was... She once won a race after she ran the first quarter of a mile or something like that with a twitch on her nose. You know? Or it might have been a set of tongs, I forget which.
Yeah, something to make her behave.
Yeah.
And she took off with them.
To get her in the gate. God, she was tough. Let me make do a little break here and come back and tell you what's going on out here as far as winters goes. We're having a pretty good month. Even with very limited access.
Yeah.
So I'll get back to that in just a second. Well, last week at Aqueduct, the evening of tire stakes was won by Last Gunfighter, a 4-year-old colt by First Samurai. Bred in Kentucky by John Gunther and trained by Chad Brown, Last Gunfighter has won 4 in a row. Won the Raymond Earl Stakes at Aqueduct on December 9. Never been out of the money in 8 starts. He was one of 10 2012 stakes winners by First Samurai, a list that includes the multiple grade 1 winning 2-year-old Philly, an Eclipse Award finalist, Executive Privilege, winner of 4 stakes, 3 graded, 2 grade 1, second in the grade 1 Grey Goose Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. On the same day of Last Gunfighter score in the evening attire, Justin Phillip by First Samurai, placed in the grade 2 Palos Verdes Stakes out at Santa Anita. Winner earlier in his career, the grade 2 Woody Stevens Stakes at Belmont, Justin Phillips is placed in 5 other graded stakes, 2 grade 1. Multiple grade 1 stakes winner First Samurai by champion sire Giants Causeway stands for $10,000. Payable when the foal stands and nurses at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Samson. See the website. That's ClaibornFarm.com.
Sally Van Service has been in business for more than 60 years, and during that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack were entrusted to their care. And they've learned a lot along the way. It's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment are in tip-top condition. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and the experience of the person behind the wheel. They're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, the Stallions, congrats. Kodiak Cowboy, Maimonides, More Than Ready, Pioneer of the Nile, Pure Prize, and Street Hero have joined the ranks of Stallions at Windstar Farm for the 2013 season. Congrats, of course, to the champion freshman sire and the sire of 2 grade 1 stakes winners just last year. He is by AP Indian. He stands for $35,000. Kodiak Cowboy won the Eclipse Award as champion sprinter. He won a Southern Award as a champion two-year-old. He earned over $1,663,000, and he stands for $6,500. Grade 1 stakes winner Maimonides, a half-brother to 2 Grade 1 winners, including the excellent sire Roman Ruler, stands for $2,500. More Than Ready led the juvenile sire list in the USA, and has gained a stellar reputation internationally. His stud fee, $60,000. Pioneer of the Nile is a multiple grade 1 stakes winner by Empire Maker. He was the second-ranked first crop sales sire in 2012. Fee, $15,000. Pure Prize has sired 9 grade 1 stakes winners, including Pure Fun, winner just this past December, the grade 1 Hollywood Starlet. By Stormcat, out of champion Heavenly Prize, Pure Prize stands for $7,500. Grade 1 winner Street Hero by Street Cry, sired a stakes winner and 2 more to place in stakes in his first crop to race last year as 2-year-olds. His stud fee, $5,000. All fees are payable when the foal stands and nurses. Inquiries to Jerry Duffy, Leanna Packard, or Chance Tim. The number over there, 859-873-1717, and see the website at windstarfarm.com.
Run it by one more time.
All right, getting back to the winners out of the Thoroughbred Center here. And since last week's show, we've had 12 winners, had four last night. Wayne Mogie won the third race with Kid Rockette. Tanya Bolmitas won the fourth race with Lady of Rivendell. Adolfo Marcias was having a good meet. Won the seventh with Indio Moro. And that horse got off poorly, broke poorly, and came on, and very few horses were coming from behind to win down there.
I bet you.
Anyway.
that stuff getting thrown up in your face, it looked to me like if you weren't in the first five going in that first turn, you couldn't breathe.
Yeah. Well, he won as much as best. And then the 10th race last night was won by Marco Castaneda. He won that with Wichola, W-I-C-H-O-L-A, anyway. I don't know how to pronounce it, but that's who won it. Earlier winners since last week, Eduardo Caramoy won a pair. Tommy Mills won one up at Turfway. Trish Regard won one. Jim Rankin, Brenda Hill, Selma Olson, and Rodney McDowell.
That's great.
Rodney McDowell. I wonder if he was named after the movie star. You remember Roddy McDowell?
Yeah,
the movie
surely
star?
Not.
Well, I don't know. I'll have to ask him.
Maybe. Okay. That's like, my real name is Shirley Temple.
Well, he isn't Shirley Temple. I'll guarantee that.
No, me.
Oh, okay. Well, here comes Doc and
Michael, yeah.
And Michael already. Yeah, I swept off the stairs. They were kind of slick just a little bit.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't get too bad out here.
You know, we got some ice at home. If they don't have any here, they could bring you a bucket of ice, then you could put them on those steps. Salt.
Oh, I thought you were
going to... I'm only going to put ice on the steps for certain people.
I thought you were going to booby trap somebody.
Yeah.
Hell, I'd be the first to go. All right.
I've got to go back to bed.
Here comes a fearsome twosome. All right, sit down, Doc. Dr. Doug Beyer and Michael Blowen brought his own racing form today. I'm so proud. I got Sundays in the truck.
I'm walking along.
I shouldn't have told you.
I need to get help.
Good morning.
Good morning,
everybody. Oh, God, he's got all kinds of notes this morning.
Good. He doesn't have a guess. Talk away.
You're my guess. Yeah, there we go. Give you some money?
Yeah.
Gee.
How much? She likes something in the fifth.
Rusty, how are you?
She likes something in a fifth. How much do you need? $5, $6?
Come on, I'm going to buy
it. $5 and $6. What are you going to do with that? That's nothing. There's 20s in there. Give her 20.
I got to get some donuts for Ressy and Holly over here.
There you go. See?
See?
And you could probably have one. Look at him. He's peeling it off like he's peeling off his own skin.
I was going to donate.
That's where he got it.
I was going to donate that to old friends.
Yeah, sure you were. Yeah. Okay, we'll get the change. Thank you. Only get two donuts now. Great to see you, Ursel.
Shut up.
Very nice. Very nice. I feel like I'm at all. Very homey here.
That's what I like to make you feel at home.
Thank you very much. It's not Diane who does it, but
what's going on, my friend?
Well, it's been great. I mean, today, it's beautiful out today, and my friend Rick Capone fed all the horses, and I got to knock the ice off the waterers, play with them a little. It was fun.
Yeah, I'll bet you it was. Thank God for heated waterers.
Yeah, well, I know. Some days... Why is he laughing?
For somebody.
Why is he laughing? Where do you get those heated waters?
Well, if you hadn't been so tight when you put in those things, you could have laid down a little electric wire at the time.
Now, there you go. Well, that's what happens. Boy, that's only one of many mistakes I've made.
If you hadn't talked your way
many mistakes.
These $20, you know.
I haven't talked my way out of it. You said you're going to donate to old friends, and I will get the change. Get the donuts and the change.
Jackie, if you're listening, get about 4 dozen donuts.
It's a tough crowd.
Tough crowd.
Yeah, so, but everything's going good. The Clips Awards were nice.
Yeah, Kentucky cleaned up.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the back to all of them except two, and they were both, one was foaled in France and the other one foaled in Great Britain, and the rest of them were all Kentucky breds.
Yep. No coincidence there.
No.
And I'll bet they all advertise on this program. A lot of them do.
I'm just going to mention the ones that do. No, I'll do better than that.
Yeah, I'm really happy for Charlie Lepresti and Morton Bank and Wise Dan and everybody. And Dr. Byers, of course, he takes care of a lot of Charlie's horses. So.
Oh, is that right, do you?
Doug,
you take care of some of his horses.
Yeah, and I know some trade secrets.
Trade secrets?
Trade secrets.
Yeah. Well, we don't give away secrets on the air now. Some of them better kept quiet. I saw somebody named a horse after you, Doc. I was reading that on somewhere. I forget where it was. What was that?
Well, I actually...
Peter Blum did.
Yeah, I have the article right here.
Well, talk about it a little bit. Brag a little bit.
Well, this foal...
Yeah, well, that
was a disaster.
He looks like a disaster.
Yeah, Mr. Prospector. And Peter had...
Get a little closer
now. Yep.
You take him away for 4 or 5 weeks and he forgets how to talk into a microphone.
He forgets how. I know he did.
But Peter had brought this foal in from Claiborne.
How many years ago was this now?
About 30.
Just yesterday. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so she was born with a defect to her ureter, which is the tube that goes from the kidney to the bladder.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all torn up. And so we forged, got an MD involved and surgeon, and tried to fix this thing. And one way or another, it kind of got fixed, but never right.
Uh-huh.
So she, I think she died when she was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the kidney was all abscessed.
They gave her 6 years, Doc.
Yeah, and got two foals out of her.
Oh, great, yeah.
And one of them happened to be one that Peter has named Integrity.
Okay.
And so that's what the current thing is. And Peter and I have been close friends for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was always involved in that foal and in our relationship.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it was a medical or scientific
miracle.
And then the human animal bond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Peter and I became good friends, and that's what a lot of this is about, too.
Uh-huh.
People, what dogs contribute to their life and whatever, but so anyway, the foal was a Miss Betty. The mayor was Miss Betty. And I think it was a Mr. Prospector. So just nice foal. And she went on to do fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
Never was normal.
She didn't race.
She did not race.
Yeah.
And,
but she had foals.
She had one side of her urogenital tract was tore up pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I think we finally put her down when she was about 6 years old.
Mm-hmm. But so this foal, this horse of Integrity they named after you, traces back to her.
Yeah, and she was one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody had ever seen that sort of thing. You know, I remember.
Has it happened since? You know.
Well, we've seen it since then in other foals, but we were just getting pretty good with ultrasound machines, and we could see this water balloon in there, and so we drained it and did this and did that, and it just, but you know, like I say, the human animal bond.
Yeah.
Peter made sure that we made an effort.
Yeah. Well, I knew you all were awful close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, and we might have to interpret this for Michael. He's reading.
Okay.
No, this is great. This is great.
But let me take
this horse didn't come cheap. $320,000.
Wow.
Integrity.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, let me take a break here, Doc. We'll get back to you. I know you got a couple of things you want to talk about. Well, Ms. and Mass is, let me make sure I'm doing right.
You know, she won first time out. You know, you got to know this stuff. Integrity won first time out at Gulfstream.
Yeah, I'd read it.
Oh, okay, but the audience doesn't know this. You know, they
now they wouldn't have.
Now they know.
Over here.
You know, Thursday in a really, really impressive race. Went off at, you know, was 5-1 morning line. They cut that in half. Of course, Doug bet a lot of money on the horse.
Oh, I know and, better than that.
Anyway, it really, really
does. Doug works too hard for his money to be doing that.
Well, we'll see what
happens. I don't have any money to start with.
Really, really good looking horse. And if people want to take a look at it, it's in the Thoroughbred Daily News. They can get it on the internet, the January 24th issue, Thoroughbred Daily News.
Yeah, I'd forgotten.
They can read more and get the details.
I'd forgotten some of the details.
That's all right.
I just remembered the docs involved.
Somebody's got to be listening here.
Okay. Well, Ms. and Master sired 5 Grade 1 stakes winners, Ms. Direction, an Eclipse Award finalist, won the 2012 Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, and 5 other stakes, including the 2013 Grade 2 Monrovia, won that for the second year in a row. She's earned over $1 million. More to come. Flotilla, in her only start in the USA, won the 2012 Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf. She's earned over $582,000. Ultimate Eagle has won 3 graded stakes, including the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby. He's earned over $547,000. He's still going strong. He was second beaten ahead in the Grade 2 San Pasquale earlier this month. Mass Track won the Grade 1 Hollywood Gold Cup and over $928,000, and Midships counted the Grade 1 Charles Whittingham Memorial among his 3 graded stakes win. He's earned over $528,000. Now, when it comes to top flight stakes winners, sired by Miz and Mass, that just scratches the surface. He stands at Judmont Farm for $15,000 live foal. Also at Judmont, the young Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense. Bond Bridal Song out of Empire Maker's Grade 1 winning half-sister Honest Lady by Seattle Slough. First Defense sired a group stakes winner in his first crop, 2-year-olds last year, and he stands for $7,500 live foal. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com.
The American Produce Record CD-ROM is now in stock at firstnet.com. The APR is packed with 50 years of North American broodmare production and race records, including statistics for all weather starts, the only product of its kind. The APR includes sales data since 1986, as well as maiden stats on 2 and 3-year-olds of this year. Pedigrees dating back to 1950, the American Produce Records from Bloodstock Research Information Services is a must for industry professionals. Order the APR today at brisnet.com or call 859-223-4444.
Well, Country Day is a stakes-winning son of champion sprinter Sprightstown. He's out of the graded stakes winner Hidden Assets, the daughter of the brilliant miler, Mount Livermore, sire of 77 stakes winners. That's enough right there to stamp him as a top sire prospect. Now throw in the facts that Country Day's female family has already given us such outstanding sires as Aladar and Grand Slam, and that Country Day earned over $500,000 while winning stakes on dirt, turf, and artificial, and you have the complete package. Country Day is standing his first season stud this year for $5,000. People win the foal stands and nurses. Your inspection is encouraged over at Crestwood Farm. Also standing at Crestwood are the stallions Get Stormy, a multiple Grade 1 stakes winner of over $1,600,000. He's by the outstanding sire Stormer Atlantic. Mr. Mutata, one of 109 stakes winners by Mutocton. His first foals are 2-year-olds. Grade 1 winner, No Biz Like Showbiz, winner of over $1,500,000. He had another first crop winner yesterday. He is sired 2 stakes class first crop 2-year-olds in 2012. Grade 1 Millionaire Taste of Paradise, a proven stakes sire. The brilliant multiple graded stakes winner Tiz Deja Vu by the great Tiz Now. Tiz Deja Vu's first foals are yearlings. And Channel, the full brother to champion English Channel by the top sire Smart Strike out of Belleville by Theatrical. So get in touch with Pope McLean, 252-3770, and be sure to ask about Crestwood's Share the Upside program. See the website, crestwoodfarm.com.
¶¶
All righty. I've got Dr. Byers to the chair over here, and we're going to get him to talk a little bit about a couple of things. What was the first thing you were going to talk about? Thistles?
We were going to talk about milk thistle.
I chopped a bunch of those things.
And they're, you know, six or seven different varieties that they mulch it all up and get the milk thistle mm-hmm. out of it. And it's used to treat liver problems. And so we don't have too much liver trouble here in Kentucky, but we got some in California, lots of in California, some in Florida.
Why would that be?
Because the plants that are toxic go to the liver, and they, just like a person gets cirrhosis, they get mm-hmm. they get scarring of the liver.
And we don't have those?
Well, we have some of it, but not a whole lot. We've got a disease here called Tizzer's disease in foals, but that's so quick that you don't really treat it. It's too toxic. But the Tizzer's disease is kind of around, and it's associated with some water, so the streams, and marmots that carry it. And that foal might be 9 to 12 days old and get toxic and die.
Hmm.
And they can die really quick. So the milk thistle is not proficient enough, because the Tizzer's kills them too quick. But if you go to California and you have plants like Amthinkia and others that scar the liver, then the milk thistle would be treated. And so it's one of those things that I first heard about, and I said, oh, this is another crock, you know.
It's like a ginseng, I take.
Yeah, right? And so gotten to read more and more about it, and so it detoxifies the bad stuff that's going on in the liver, unties the cross-linking, that same thing that people would get with cirrhosis of the liver, and so they use it for people.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, here I've been chopping it all these years.
Yeah.
Okay. Valuable crop.
Damn.
Just chew it. Now you got to clean
donuts.
Clean your teeth. But anyway, there's a lot of out there, and so you get the fatty livers. There are some conditions where the liver gets fat, and so they'll use that for the bile salts, fibrotic deals, and so anyway, it's something that's out there, and you shouldn't be like me and point out, oh, this is a bunch of hooey. This one here's legitimate.
Now, if you can find a use for the fly,
yeah.
There you go.
So anyway, the toxic thing, or not toxic, but the therapeutic thing is called Silymarin.
Okay.
So that's the name. Now, I was looking at this Miss Betty article that Peter Blum sent, and it's got my good friend Dr. Divers from Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
And I refer to Cornell an awful lot.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, and because it's historical. So I pulled another one out, and I thought, well, we'll point out this Dr. James Law, came from Scotland. Well, veterinarians really weren't proficient or scientific or
mm-hmm.
much of until about 1906. And these guys are like 1806. And it's because they had credentials and formal education. And Cornell was the first place that really prospered that.
Okay.
And so we were late bloomers. And James Law and some of the other people were the ones that pointed it out. And so it was academic careers and first school. Cornell took years and years of legislation to get a couple $100,000 to build the school.
Okay. What are the vet school? What's the other? Is that the oldest vet school, Cornell, or the others? Or?
I believe Cornell would be the first.
Okay.
Pennsylvania was old, but Cornell was formal.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no, it was a.
They're still good. I mean, we just had a horse up in New York that was having chronic colic problems. They couldn't solve them. His horse was getting colicky every week, tried everything. Finally, Joanne Pepper, who runs the old friend's farm at Cabin Creek up in New York, called and said, we want to send him to Cornell. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know, this is going to cost a fortune.
Yeah, what's the tuition?
Yeah. But we wanted to do what's best for the horse, so called Mike Rapoli, who campaigned the horse, and he paid for all his bills at Cornell, and now he's doing fine.
Oh, great.
He spent 5 days up there in his postgraduate work, doing postgraduate work.
Yeah.
Huh. Picked up a few pointers.
They were good. They're a good school, good people, and they, you know, pioneered a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And,
okay. Very good.
They integrated with Salmonella, and so Dr. Salmon, 1870-something, and people didn't know what Salmonella was. So all of those things are kind of interesting things. Now, real quick, because I know you wanted me to touch these nasal.
I listened to a bunch of trainers talking the other day, and it was 10 degrees outside, and all of them said, I wouldn't send a horse out there. It's going to get in their lungs. It's going to hurt them, you know. And I kept, you know, you'd been proud of me. I kept my mouth shut. So go ahead. I want you to explain why it wouldn't hurt them.
Well, actually, it helps them. And their nasal passage humidifies the air. Mm-hmm. And gets droplets in their nasal passage. And if you think about the horse's head, he's got these turbinates, which are just like your nostril.
Mm-hmm.
So it humidifies and moistens the air. And if you were to be in the hot weather, that has a drying effect.
Mm-hmm.
So the humidity and the nasal passages provide its own thermal regulation. And it's a very, very, very efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so you're going from the nose right back up to the throat. And just humidifies and allows that air to be circulated, kind of a bombardment of that air. And so a dry heated thing doesn't have that same circulation. Mm-hmm. So the cold air gets more protection.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's moisture and the humidity. So it's a fantastic body system.
Okay.
So
it wouldn't hurt to breeze a horse in 10 degree weather.
No.
Okay. No. That's what I want. Now, the only thing, the drawback there, of course, it might hurt the riders, you know. The riders' hands freeze. And
the trainers don't want to hang around in 10 degree weather.
Well, with a rider, you know, when their hands get so cold or, you know, or their feet, you know, they can lose control of a horse.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason you really wouldn't send a horse out.
But, yeah, but I'd have to ask, you know, have you ever seen a horse in sub-zero weather, the nose get compromised. They don't.
Yeah.
You know, they got that steam just blowing right on out.
Thank you, Doc.
All right.
All right. Okay, well, Albertus Maximus won the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup mile, getting the distance 133-2. He also won the Grade 1 $500,000 Don Handicap at Gulfstream, set a new track record for a mile in the Windy Sands Handicap, won a pair of allowance races at Hollywood Park, won a maiden special at Santa Anita. He ran second in the Grade 2 Swaps Breeders' Cup Stakes and the Grade 3 Affirmed Handicap. He was third in the Grade 1 Goodwood. He is one of four Grade 1 stakes winners by Albert the Great, a Grade 1 stakes winner of over $3 million. And his dam, a daughter of 49er, is a half-sister to Group 1 stakes winner and champion King Charlemagne, to Group stakes winner Musha Here, and to the dam of Grade 1 stakes winner Here Comes Ben. Out of the Grade 1 stakes winner, Race the Wild Wind. A superior runner from a family of superior runners. The first foals by Albertus Maximus are due this year. Now pay attention. He stands free to approve mares. There will be a $5,000 bonus awarded to the breeder of his first winner and a $10,000 bonus awarded to the breeder of his first black type winner. So call Kent Barnes at Shadwell Farm, 859-224-4585, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. I've been trying to track down Ralph Quillen, and he must be building that bar down there, that brewery, with both hands. I called twice over this week trying to get Ralph. And
must have been testing.
Pardon?
Must be testing.
Must be testing. Yeah, I don't know what he's testing, but in a beer, I guess.
That's what I mean.
But anyway.
Testing and tasting.
I wanted him to handle a product over there, and so far. But I had called him and talked to him about two, three weeks ago, and then I called the young lady over there, orders the products, and she says, you know, he must have forgotten to give me that, so she's going to order it. But anyway, what are you looking for, Jackie?
Phone number.
Oh, Ralph?
Yeah, I'll see if they got it.
You know, it's not in this brochure. It's got an 800 number. Yeah, it's got an 800 number. You can call them on that.
There it is.
No, that's a fax number. Hey, you got to do something about your brochure, too, Ralph.
That's what we should do, criticize all the advertisers.
Right.
I think this is a really good plan.
I was getting ready thinking about something good to say. He's got a hell of a tack shop, you know.
He's got a great place, great halters, no matter how he gets them up the stairs.
Yeah, and I've got to go over there and get some, too.
Repaired.
Yeah, at least two, three we need.
Repair?
Well, repaired, yeah.
How about eight or nine.
Eight or nine. We don't have but five horses.
Get out some more of those 20s.
Okay. Well, Ralph has got a great tack shop over there. All seriousness, you know.
He's getting all done, guy, because I mentioned more of those 20s.
Yeah. Anyway, I spend that much with Ralph or more, I'll tell you that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
But
thank you for subsidizing old friends.
Yeah. Who, me?
Yes. Everybody that purchases something at Quillen is helping to subsidize old friends because he does all this stuff for us for free.
Well, not only that's a great tack shop, and it's a fun tack shop to go in, just look around. In fact, the tours stop by there. Bluegrass Tours goes by there now. It's so nice to go in there. And, of course, they're the nation's largest custom halter shop. Well, probably the world. They send about 17,000 a year.
Halter's amazing, and they're really amazing quality, and they last forever.
Absolutely, and that's Ralph Quillen. That's Quillen Leather and Tack. It's right there in Paris, Kentucky, going into Paris, off the Paris Lexington Road, go to the third stop sign, and drawing a stop sign light, and it's right there. Can't miss it, and it's a great place to visit and a great place to buy your tack. Good to do business with. Well, Giant's Causeway was the nation's leading sire last year. That's the third time he's ranked number one. He was also the number one ranked sire of 2012 stakes winners. He had 23. Number one ranked sire of greatest stakes winners. He had 12. He is also a rapidly developing sire. Charmadal, First Samurai, Footsteps in the Sand. That said, take notice of one of the most precocious sons of Giant's Causeway at stud, and that would be Santiva. Never out of the money as a two-year-old, Santiva won the historic Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes on the dirt after he'd finished second in the Grade 1 Breeders' Futurity on Keeneland's Artificial. At three, he ran second to multiple Grade 1 winner and millionaire Mucho Macho Man in the Grade 2 Risen Star at the Fairgrounds, then ran a bang-up race in the Kentucky Derby, closing with a rush after an eventful trip. Just got beat five lengths for all the money. The first son of Giant's Causeway to win a graded stakes around two turns as a two-year-old. Santiva is out of a half-sister to the brilliant Safely Kept, champion sprinter, winner of 12 graded stakes, including the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Sprint and have over 2,194,000. Santiva, great pedigree, one which matches exceptionally well with Mr. Prospector Lansmere. Standing's first season at Study Warhorse Place for $7,500, payable when the foal stands and nurses. And if you're one of the first 15 to book to him and you breed twice, you'll receive a free lifetime breeding right. Get in touch with Jerry Assinger, 859-509-0053, or Dana Assinger, 859-509-3157, and see the website at warhorseplace.com. All righty. I don't think we've got bumper music.
Well, I just want to remind people that on February 14th, Valentine's Day, we're having a special joint fundraiser for old friends and for the friends of the Kentucky Theater. At the Kentucky Theater, they're going to show Billy Wilder's wonderful romantic comedy, Sabrina, and tickets are $10. And
let me tell you how that ends.
Yeah, nice. Really nice. You know.
Is it still black and white?
I'd like Ursula to write a book on memorable Valentine's days in his life. And, you know, this is where I went, and this is how much I spent, and this is how romantic it was.
Yeah, right.
Huh? How thick would that volume be, Jackie?
She's being awfully quiet over there, but she got her mouth full of donuts at the moment.
She hasn't given you back the change from the 20 yet.
Yeah, well, I'll never see that again. Believe me. It's been long gone.
We got a loser of the week, Ursel.
All righty.
Yeah, we do. Turfway Park today. Nice loser.
So he's not from here.
Huh?
He's not from here. We were knocking him dead down there.
No, he was, I think he was bred actually over at Afton Farm where we used to be.
Oh, okay.
His name's Afton's Courage. Burton Sipp has him. He actually worked out at Turfway Park. It's a non-winners of three lifetime for $15,000 claiming, and two significant things here. One is he's stretching out from 5.5 furlongs to a mile. Mm-hmm. And there's a significant jockey switch from the apprentice to Norberto Arroyo. And I think horse will probably go up at double digits. He's not picked by anybody. And might slide in there to make those exotics a little more profitable.
I thought Arroyo got some days.
He did. He's already rough riding.
Rough riding?
Mm-hmm.
God, as old as he is, you'd think he'd get scared by now.
No, he's not scared of anything. He's having his comeback. Get out of my way.
Okay.
Talk to me later.
Well, I know he was. How many years was he off? A long time.
A few years, yeah. He was in jail.
He's a good rider. Well,
He's a very good rider.
That kind of limits his mounts right there.
It does, yes. In most states. In most states.
Which one?
Afton's Courage.
Courage, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bet him.
He's only been a mile once. He finished third, but at Turfway Park, he's had five starts and he's had a second and two thirds. So he likes the artificial surface. He should like stretching out. He's in action this day. He should like stretching out a little bit.
I don't know if he's going to be a long shot with Arroyo on him.
Well, I'm just saying nobody picks him. In here, in the Racing Form edition that I got, there's no.
Sometimes that's a plus.
They don't have the morning line.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But he's not picked by anybody. So, you know, there's some other horses in here that have some back class that have already won at the distance. I mean, there's other horses you can bet. That's why I'm saying that I think, you know, he's a good loser of the week.
All right.
He might not win.
If
he wins,
see if the guys in the slammer fit anything on.
Can you imagine? Play? Wouldn't you like to have that? Wouldn't you like to have that little OTB?
How about this?
This is Blackburn. Place your bet.
I bet there's somebody in there making book as we speak.
Oh, yeah. We're making book personally on when our Christmas tree makes it off the patio and is disposed of.
Really? What's the over-under?
I'll tell you, May and June are all gone. So, you know, might pick up one in July.
I think she's trying to tell me something.
Maybe. Oh, honey.
I kind of admire it. The dog goes out and pees on it all the time.
I'm not picking it
up. Still growing. It's still growing, Dr. Byers says.
All right.
Oh, it's my God. Well, this is enough fun for one day.
Moving right along.
Yes. Ursel, thank you very much.
Okay.
I hope people come on tours today. It's a really, really nice day. The sun's out. You know, we're going to have some fun, and they can help me knock the ice out the waters later this afternoon as part of the adventure portion of our tour.
Oh, Lord, get out of here, will you?
Yes, sir.
Michael
thank
Boyd,
you very much.
Dr. Doug Byers, thank you all for coming by. Be careful on those steps down there, Doc.
Yes.
I've tried to get the ice
never
off.
Never tells me that.
I don't care about you. Oh, well, where am I? Well, Dominus, the graded stakes winner on dirt and grass and the son of the top size Smart Strike, is going to stand his first season at stud at Spendthrift Farm. Dominus sprinted 7 furlongs and won 22-3 at Santa Anita. Then in his very next start, he ran second, beating just a quarter length in the Grade 3 Derby trial at Churchill. After a layoff of some 8 weeks, he won the Grade 2 Dwyer on the dirt at Belmont. His first start on grass, following a win sprinting at Saratoga, 7 furlongs and won 22-2, came in the Grade 2 Bernard Baruch at Saratoga, in which he led all the way, getting the mile and a 16th and won 40-1. Win of over 444,000, Dominus was bred by E.P. Evans, and he is one of 88 stakes winners by Smart Strike, who is twice ranked number one on the North American sire list. Dominus is out of the stakes-winning mare Quando by Lord at War. Quando won 3 stakes, placed in 4 graded stakes, and is a half-sister to Honey Rider, a Grade 1 stakes winner of over $2,784,000. And also to graded stakes winner Quando Puete, who is the dam of Hit It Rich, yet another graded stakes winner by Smart Strike. Dominus is to stand for $10,000 doing the full stands and nurses, and he's eligible for Spendthrift's popular Share the Upside program. Breeder mare in 2013 and 2014 and receive a free breeding right after the fee is paid. In 2015, call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Mark Toothacker, and Ned Toffey at 294-0030 and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. He's going to enter stud for $6,500, and you pay that if you want to get on that popular Share the Upside program. You breed to him for $10,000, and then you get that for 2 years straight, and you get that free season. You can't... free breathing right. Give them a call over there, 294-0030. Well, I want to talk a little bit about Lubris Inn and Reborn. Reborn, incidentally, just made the news. Wise Dan, Horse of the Year. Champion grass horse and champion, well, he got 3 Eclipse Awards. A Crown Champion Old Horse, too. Uses Reborn.
That's great.
And so that's a very positive thing, and good testimonial for the use of Reborn. Reborn is a 100% sterile whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. It's safe, easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages, starting with foals, and you can see why it would be an immediate use there, because it strengthens the foal's immune system while they're nursing on the mare. And because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. And so it also supports immune function in horses of all ages, including Wise Dan. So there you are. There's a champion using it, and not the only one, believe me. It provides a quick recovery from physical challenges, and it delivers. That's what it does. There's no two ways about that. Also, Lubricin is a co-product of this particular company. And I happen to believe in both of them.
I happen to use them.
You don't use Reborn, but you use...
Yes, and I'm running out. And
you use your Lubricin.
Yeah. The girl at Quillen said she was going to call that person that you have to call Monday.
Yeah.
Because I said, give me 2 bottles anyway, because I'm getting low.
Yeah. She said she'd had calls down there at Quillen. That's what I was fussing about Ralph earlier. Because,
well, Ralph's down there building a saloon.
Yeah, he's...
trying to find Miss Kitty.
Yeah. Anyway, both those products were developed by Dr. Steve Alday. Lubricin, I can tell you, except it's used by Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow and Jerry Hollendorfer and Michael Maker. That's just to mention a few of the leading trainers who use it, it's for the joints, and it sustains the integrity of the joint fluid, and reduces the cost of acid injections and those things. And so, go to the website. Look up the name of. Go to what do you Google? Lubricin, Lubricin. Yeah. REBORNE. I know that they sell it over at KBC and here in Lexington and in Horse Sense down in Versailles, and we're trying to get them to install it down in Paris, so I'm sure that they will do that very thing. Well, Broken Vow was a sire of 5 2-year-old stakes winners in 2012. Only one other sire had more. All told, he sired 19 2012 stakes winners, ranked third in that category. Only Giant's Causeway, 85,000 live foal, and Sprightstown, 60,000, have sired more. Now add in 9 others that have placed in stakes. That's 28 black type earners last year alone. And you can see why Broken Vow ranked among the leaders on both the general and juvenile sire list. Horsemen are well aware of this. That's why sales yearling sold for up to $500,000. They had 22 individuals by Broken Vow sell for more than $100,000 last year. Sales 2-year-olds average $158,450 with a high of $475,000. Broken Vow, 25,000 live foal at Pin Oak Stud, home also of Cowboy Cal and Sky Classic. Cowboy Cal's a multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire by 3-time champion Sire Giant's Causeway. First foals of 2-year-olds, 7,500 live foal. Sky Classic, sired 59 stakes winners, over 100 stakes horses, and he too stands for 7,500 live foal. Inquiries at Clifford Berry or Nancy Stevens and see the website at pinoakstud.com.
I got the horse right here. His name is Paul Revere.
Jackie, you want to start in on some of your announcements?
Sure.
Then
sure.
I'll, as I always, interrupt you.
Okay, tis the season.
To be interrupted.
Well, always, that's your brand.
Can I eat some of these while you're doing
Yes, it? They're very tasty. Tis the season for mares to be foaling, tra-la-la, so we need colostrum. Rude and Riddle have none.
And Reborn. To go with that colostrum.
Right. Rude and Riddle have none. Woodford Equine has none. Haggard has 18. So, colostrum bottles are available at each vet clinic, and they're usually at the farm managers' clubs meetings. So, you pick them up there or there. NTRA member discounts. Have a new partner. It's Valvoline, and NTRA members are eligible for up to 40% off Sherwin-Williams, and you get a lot off on riding mowers, John Deere, that kind of stuff. So, 866-678-4289. Just go to ntraadvantage.com. Horse Park. What's today's date? January 26th. Okay. There's a walking horse sale today. And this is the end of it. And it's on the front page of the paper. And none of the horses are sore. None of the horses are wearing goofy stuff. So all this hoopty-la about walking horses was for naught, as it always is, but it makes a real bad impression. If you can make a real bad impression, you want to do that, whether it's factual or not. February 2nd, that's next weekend, U.S. Mounted Games Association at the Covered Arena. It starts at 8 in the morning. And there's the Kentucky Roundup. Now, there's this Kentucky Roundup during the day and a John Michael Montgomery concert that night. Now, I've got to go to the Kentucky Roundup thing. That's the thing I left in the printer last week. I mean, they're still going to have it, even if I did leave it in it. But anyway. It's in here. It's a kid's day, is what it is. There it is. Horses and Country Music in an Evening with John Michael Montgomery. He's not achy breaky, is he?
No,
he's not achy breaky. Okay. Door prizes worth $1,000. All day demonstrations in the arena. I'm sure that's the big arena, the big new one. Mostly ridden by youth vendors. Safety symposium by Riders for Helmets. A lot of educational programs. A kids corral where kids can play horse sports on foot. The stable where every kid gets to pet or groom a horse or take a pony ride. They're going to have art. They're going to have clinicians. The Lexington Humane Society will be out there with adoptable dogs. You can ride the exerciser and parents' classes for somebody thinking about getting their kid a pony. So that's a lot of fun. That's next week. February 16th in the covered arena is a mounted police civilian sensory training clinic, novice level. So you will school your horse with the same training techniques the mounted police use. That means they will be calm. You have to be 21 years old in case your horse is not. You need a Coggins, a health cert, and a release form. So you can get that printed off at the horse park. They're going to do, it's at the covered arena. They got donuts and stuff. Anyway, they start about 8:30 and it goes to 4 o'clock. You can have competition at the end for an hour just to see how well you did. You have to have a helmet. All right, KTA and the KTOB, Kentucky Bred Awards, important information. Board of Directors is opening the KTOB Kentucky Bred Champion Awards to the members to vote on. How about that? So you get to vote. And so call them if you want to join KTA or KTOB. You get to vote on the whole thing. Broodmare of the Year, Horse of the Year, two-year-old filly, three-year-old filly, sprinter, and steeplechase, and renting abroad. So that's pretty cool. You don't like who they vote for? Shut up and vote.
Jackie, let me tell with the top of the hour, and then I'm going to get Steve Moody on, and then we'll come back and let you finish up.
That's fine.
Okay. Got more to go, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
These things are good. Bernardini stands for a fee of $150,000. In 2012, the sales yearlings average is over $327,000. Is the yearlings average over $263,000? Is two-year-olds average over $318,000? Stay Thirsty, a $500,000 sales two-year-old, lived up to his looks and his pedigree, and believe me, that took some running. He won the Grade 1 Travers, he won the Grade 1 Cigar Mile, he won the Grade 2 Jim Dandy, he won the Grade 3 Gotham, ran second in the Classic Grade 1 Belmont Stakes, second by head in the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup, a race he placed in the year before, with Eclipse Award winner Fort Larned, third, some 5.5 lengths back, and second in the Grade 1 Hopeful, following the 5.5 length maiden special score at Saratoga. Stay Thirsty, with earnings of over $1,936,000, is Bernardini's leading money winner. Stay Thirsty's Dam produced 3 Grade 1 performers. The second dam earned over $500,000 and placed in 5 Grade 1 stakes, so it's a family of superior runners. Stay Thirsty, standing his first season at stud, $20,000 due on the full stands and nurses, excuse me, at Coomord's Ashford Stud. In Stakes Monday, the Native Dancer at Law was won by Private Tail, by Tail of the Cat. More about that later. For more information, call the farm, 859-873-7088, and see the website at coomore.com.
WLXT, they're extremely proud of their drivers at Sally Van Service. They're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen. And that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Well, last Saturday at the fairgrounds, Infratini, a 5-year-old son of Include, and Mark Valesky, a 4-year-old Copa proud citizen, ran 1-2 in the $100,000 Louisiana handicap, less than a length between the two. Bred in Kentucky by Z Thoroughbreds, Infratini is a typical Include, durable and dead game. The Louisiana handicap was his 4th straight win. In his last start prior to the Louisiana handicap, he had wired the field at Churchill Downs to win by over 7 lengths, got to mile in 1:33-1. That's a new track record. He has finished 1-2 in 11 of his 16 starts, and he's earned over $329,000. Include had 21 stakes horses last year, including his 5th Grade 1 stakes winner. Mark Valesky, bred by Brereton C. Jones and trained by Larry Jones, was making his first start since he won the Grade 2 Peter Pan last May at Belmont. Second by nose in the Grade 1, Grade 2 Louisiana Derby. Second by nose in the Grade 2 Risen Star. He has finished 1-2 in 6 straight races for earnings of more than $450,000. He was one of 13 2012 stakes winners by Proud Citizen, a list that includes his second winner of the Grade 1 Kentucky Oaks, Believe You Can. Include $12,500 live foal, Proud Citizen $15,000 live foal, and both are at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All righty, we're starting off the second hour of Horse Tales now, and one might as well start off with a winner, and I've got Steve Moody from Bloodstock Research Information Services with me, and they're running a bunch of stakes down there today, aren't they, Steve? But let's go with the graded one.
Yeah, that would be the ninth race, Ursel. That's the Colonel E.R. Bradley Stakes, a grade three, a mile and a 16th on the turf. And I was just checking here to see if they had any news up on as far as scratches or the turf condition, because they've had all kind of problems down there. They haven't raced. I think they've had one turf race in about close to 2 weeks. And, you know, that I think they've had a lot of problems with the turf course. These races were supposed to be run a week ago, and they got put back a week. And so hopefully they will go on the turf today, but right as of now, there's no they don't have any changes up for today or the track condition. So we'll just have to hope for the best. Field of nine drawn for this race, mile and a 16th, 4-year-olds and up. And I think the horse to beat in here is probably Optimizer. This horse was trained by Wayne Lucas and ridden by John Court. And, of course, they've had a lot of success here in the last week. They've got with a couple of horses on the Derby trail. Oxbow won the LeCompte back last Saturday, and then they came back Monday to win the Smarty Jones, the same trainer rider on Monday with another 3-year-old. So it's like B. Wayne is back in the Derby picture this year, at least for now. But Optimizer's been he's been hooking tougher company lately. He's run pretty well in those races. He's run he ran in a Breeders' Cup. He ran in some Grade Twos, and you know, he didn't win, but he ran respectably. Last time he did run in a Grade Three, which is what he's got today, he won. So I think he's going to be tough in here. He's got good speed, and I look for him to be on or near the lead every step of the way. Horse in here, I think, that is going to be a price that I give a chance to is the 8 horse, Tetradrachm. This horse is trained by Paul McGee, and he's stepping up from the allowance company to run in this stake race, but this horse is really, really going good right now, and he's pretty much of a dedicated closer. But he likes this. He does like the turf course down at the fairgrounds, and like I said, he's really on top of his game right now. He's 10-1 in the morning line, and I think he's got a chance in here. I'm going to give him a shot. I picked him to run second, and then the one horse, String King, another horse at a price, 10-1. He's won 2 in a row against Louisiana Breds. Of course, those races at the fairgrounds, and he's jumping up here into an open race. And another horse that's just, you know, really going good. His trainer has won 29% of his starts. James Graham, good rider aboard. And I think he's got he's worth a look in here too. So we're going to go with Optimizer on top. We'll go 7-9-1. In the Colonel E.R. Bradley.
7-9-1 in the Colonel ER battle. Very good. All right. I got to ask you here while I've got you, and I know you'll know where. Who's carrying the game today, Kentucky and LSU?
It's on the local Channel 27.
Channel 27. Okay. Sometimes they kick it over on 28, don't they? In that on Dish. But
but today I think it's on the regular regular channel today.
What kind of teams LSU had?
Not much. I think they're either last in the league or close to it. And so this should be a game that they take care of business, but they'll have a tougher time on Tuesday night, a game that they absolutely have to win. You know, they're down to where they can't afford to lose anymore, basically, is my opinion.
Dan, who are they playing Tuesday?
Tuesday night they play at Ole Miss.
Ole Miss just got beat, didn't they? Didn't somebody beat them at home just a minute?
No, they're still
okay.
They're still, I think, tied with Florida for the I think they're both undefeated, I believe.
Well, it doesn't look good.
Tennessee had them down at the half, but Ole Miss came back and beat them.
Okay, that's what I was looking at. I didn't see the end of it. Yeah. Well, you know, I tell you what, some of these people that are, you go to some of these blogs and everything that they're writing, boy, they're getting down on Calipari.
Yeah, well, you know, they've been waiting to criticize him for 4 years because of the, you know, the high turnover of players, but he's been winning so much they couldn't criticize him, and now when things are not going as well as they have been, they're ready to pound on him because he doesn't have any upperclassmen. So
yeah, well, some of these are UK people.
Oh, I know. I'm well aware. That's what I'm saying. They're still, even though they won it last year, some of them are still not happy that, you know, you don't have 3 and 4 year players anymore. But unfortunately, that's just not the landscape. You know, they all want the best players, but then when they don't stay but 1 year or two, then they all, you know, they say, well, how come they're not staying 4 years? Well, yeah. Somebody was paying you $5 million. Would you stay?
You just can't. Please everybody, can you? That's
nope.
For sure. All right. Well,
we. What you were watching yesterday?
Oh! I tell you what I was watching yesterday. Jackie had pulled out an old tape of some races that we won on this one particular horse. For some reason, I think my daughter wanted to watch them, and. It kept running at the end of it, and I had tagged onto the end of these three races that we had recorded, the UK Vanderbilt game from Patino's first season at the, with Reggie Hansen and, all those guys that, were back. And it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch then. You know, that was the year they went 12-12, I believe it, wasn't it?
Yeah, 14-14,
something like that. But
they were a fun team to watch, though.
They were absolutely. We enjoyed that, and we very seldom missed a game. I don't know why we taped this, and I think we were probably running something of Turfway at the time. But it was fun to watch, and it was helter skelter basketball. Anyway, well. All righty. With that little bit of information and a buck and a quarter, will get you a cup of coffee. So thank you so much, Steve. Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicap. Mostly Kentucky Handicap Sheet. Now he's doing the Fairgrounds Handicap Sheet, and you can get that off brisnet.com. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, Ursula.
Well, last week at Aqueduct, the evening of tire stakes was won by Last Gunfighter, a 4-year-old colt by First Samurai. Bred in Kentucky by John Gunther, trained by Chad Brown, Last Gunfighter has won 4 in a row. Won the Raymond Earl Stakes at Aqueduct on December 9th. Never been out of the money in 8 starts. He was one of 10 2012 stakes winners by First Samurai. A list that includes the multiple grade 1 winning 2-year-old filly and Eclipse Award finalist Executive Privilege. She won 4 stakes last year as a 2-year-old, 3 graded, 2 grade 1. Second in the Grade 1 Grey Goose Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. On that same day of last gunfighter score in the evening attire, Justin Phillip, a first samurai, ran second in the Grade 2 Palos Verdes Stakes at Santa Anita. Winner earlier in his career, the Grade 2 Woody Stevens at Belmont, Justin Phillips is placed in five more stakes, two Grade 1. Multiple Grade 1 stakes winner first samurai by champion sire Giants Causeway stands for $10,000. Payable when the foal stands in nursery. Stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sam. See the website, claibornefarm.com.
Here are two names to remember in the horse business, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek. The Clay Ward Agency, founded in 1931 by James Clay Ward, had been providing the finest in equine insurance for some 80 years. Success was based on hard work, dedication, attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. Quality still carried on today. Whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals at the Clay Ward Agency are positioned to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish, Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess a call, 987-1861, or stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Parrish. Ask about the services available also at Indian Creek, where many of the major stakes winners both here and abroad first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds, and the Clay Ward Agency has insured many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. Indian Creek and the Clay Ward Agency, that's a winning combination.
Well, July 19 at the fairgrounds, the Grade 3 $200,000 LeCompte Stakes was won by Oxbow, a 3-year-old colt by Awesome Again. He's on the Derby Trail, and that same day at Gulfstream, the $150,000 Florida Sunshine Millions Filly and Mare Sprint was won by Golden Mystery. She's also by Awesome Again. Oxbow, fourth in the Grade 1 cash call for Tourette in his previous start, wired the field to take the LeCompte, winning, as the chart says, much the best. Golden Mystery posted her second stakes win. She won by 5 1/4 lengths at the direct expense of Grade 1 stakes winner Emma's Encore. So Awesome Again is off to another great year, as are his stablemates at Adina Springs, Go Zapper, and Macho Uno. All three of Sire 2013 stakes winners, and all three were nationally ranked in 2012. That said, take notice of the three younger stallions at Adina Springs, Einstein, Giacomo, Tiago. Einstein won 5 Grade 1 stakes and earned over $2,945,000, and he stands for $7,500. Giacomo has a 2013 stakes winner, and he has sired some 14% stakes horses in his first three crops. Of course, he won the Kentucky Derby and over $2,537,000. He stands for $5,000. Tiago won the Grade 1, won 2 Grade 1 stakes, earned more than $2,385,000, and his stud fee is $3,500. Now, the fees are due when the foal stands and nurses. Give Eric Hamelback over a call over to Dina Springs. And Eric's number is 859-987-1798. Or go to the website at DinaSpringsStallions.com. Yeah, I was talking to Steve Moody about the stakes down in Louisiana at the fairgrounds today and how much rain they've had down there. You know, they say it's been pretty bad. The last time I was down at the fairgrounds, we got flooded out, basically. We had about 2 or 3 inches of water in several stalls there. And one of them was...
And you don't have to clean feet.
Well, it was a little bit worse than that, though. Although it paid off, I had this mare that I was rubbing at that time. I'm trying to remember what her name was, and I'm pulling a blank on it. Can't remember right now. Blue Hawaii. She was by Polynesian. Anyway, I had one of my jobs when I was working for Jack Hodgins on a racetrack. I had to do everything, most of them up in Anaphagistine, you know, which is a mud type surface on the legs. And I had the softest hands in the South. And anyway, water got into the Blue Hawaii stall, and she got to jumping and playing, and she absolutely loved it. Well, we got up here to Keeneland, and we caught a sloppy track one day, and we didn't know how she was going to handle it. At least we didn't think we knew. And I got to thinking about that, and she went off at 9-1 and wired the field going a mile and a 16th. So
that's great.
Made two car payments.
That's funny. Got to keep the car.
Blue Hawaii. Yeah, she went on and placed in some stakes. We went up to Washington Park and up to Arlington Park that summer. And she was a nice mare. She went on and placed some stakes up there. Running on the grass up there. But, of course, there was no grass track at that time at Keeneland. But anyway. All right, Jackie, you want to finish your announcements?
Yeah, I can do that. My friend Joyce Brinsfield at Valley High Stables down in Versailles. This is a harbinger of spring. February 9th is Equitation Boot Camp Day for all levels of riders. I guess the horses have to know more than some of the riders. February 15th would be Ladies Lunging Lesson. Go down there and learn how to make them go in a circle without breaking your neck or theirs. And February 16th is an open schooling day. Now, the horse shows start. March 2nd is schooling hunter show, and March 3rd is schooling jumper show. They always have hunters on Saturday and jumpers on Sunday. And I'm always here. Now, her phone number is 948. That's a cell number. It's how Ursel starts. 948-2632. Oh, Kentucky Breds and the Eclipse Awards. Did we do all the three finalists for Horse of the Year were bred in Kentucky? You already talked about that, didn't you? All the Eclipse Awards winners?
Yeah, I'll get that in a minute.
Were Kentucky Breds. Okay. Why do I have this or this? This or this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Brisnet.com has a performance plan perfect for trainers, owners, and breeders. Unlimited PDF PPs. $75 a month. Unlimited amount. All tracks and dates, including custom card. So you can get unlimited past performances without paying exorbitant prices. It's $7,500, and that's a great deal. So what you need to do is go to brisnet.com and look for a performance plan. I had that sitting in there upside down. Let me see here. Not much. Thoroughbred Farm Managers meeting was last week. Coming up in February, Phasic Tipton Kentucky Winter Mix Sale. And on the 11th of February, the 18th, UK Ag Equine Program 6th Annual Pasture Please Program. And March 9th, this is a good one, at the Horse Park Fayette County Farm Bureau Machinery Auction. And you can see it from the road. I set all that stuff up right there. Oh, as we were talking about before, Ralph Quillen's new saloon. It's a micro brewery. I hope they make enough for Ralph. And it's called Rooster Brew because when they were making it, a rooster showed up. I'm glad a donkey didn't show up because it could have gotten dicey.
Drunken rooster.
Yeah. So anyway, that's going to be 719 Main Street, and we're all going to gather at that place. Today at the Horse Park, U.S. Mounted Games Association. Next Saturday, I told you about the John Michael Montgomery concert and the All Day for Kids Day called Kentucky Roundup. Also, they'll have mounted games. So that's a fun thing. Snowball Series mounted games will be February 9th and 10th, and then I told you about the Horse Park Mounted Civilian Horse Sensory Police Training Clinic Novice. I said all those words. And then, oh, I love this part. February 23rd, Julie Congleton will be having Snowbird Dressage again, which is so much fun. If you messed up and got somebody the wrong Christmas present, you can still buy Sailing to Freedom. It's like a teenage book, younger, maybe junior high. Her new book, Martha Bennett Stiles' new book, is called Sailing to Freedom, selected by the Kentucky Book Fair. Going to be featured at the National Book Festival on the Mall in Washington. It's not too late.
for your children to actually read a book. It may be completely foreign to them, but it would not be bad to introduce them to something with a cover and pages before they get too old. Masterson Equestrian Trust, of course, kind of does stuff for the Masterson Park, because it's just a city park. And if it wasn't for the trust, you know, they're the ones to take care of the jumps. They paint the gates. They just keep it all spiffy and nice. And their first thing is the Spring Bay Horse Trials in April. So we'll be watching for that. You can go. They have clothing now. They've got T-shirts and stuff. Real nice looking. You can go to mycompanyattire.com and look for them. They're real nice looking. Let's see. Oh, if you want to ride in the indoor, call Georgia Ackerman, 253-0328. And if you can't remember that number, you can always call the Fayette County Government, and they will. Oh, also, don't forget my friends at Computer Clinic, 263-7374, out at Myers in Hamburg. And I want to mention one more time, Macaulay's Longevity for Old Horses. They've manufactured it so when the horse who doesn't have any teeth gums it, it sort of dissolves in their mouth. And sometimes they slobber it right in that feeder. But that's okay, because they get it. If you give them sweet feed, they really can't digest, you know, all those hard things.
Getting back to Blue Hawaii, and yeah. I was talking about earlier. Yeah. Michael Blowen dropped off two Broodmare record books. They used to be published by the Blood Horse magazine until the computers put them out of business, you know. But they were, they gave you the winners, the ones they gave me here, the Dams of Winners in 1962 is one book, and the Dams of Winners in 1963 is the other book. And in 62, Blue Hawaii had produced a foal in 1958 named War Chant, believe it or not.
Huh.
It was a colt by Spy Song, and he'd run five times that year, had a win, 2 seconds, and a third. And another colt, a 1960, named Kona Coast, who was a two-year-old that year, and had won third in three starts. Now, the next year, 1963, old Blue, well, Kona Coast came back and won, ran 22 times, had a one win, 2 seconds, and two-thirds. And then Macadamia, foal in 1961, a two-year-old, was unplaced in two starts. So she, you know, she shows three foals, two winners there.
Yeah.
All of them by Spy Song.
Ah.
Some of those things that we
who owned it, them? Does it say
Dixieana? Dixieana.
Yeah.
And she was a, Blue Hawaii was a half-sister to Four Winds, a multiple stakes winner up in Chicago, and a good producer herself, and also to Sirocco, who won the 1940 Arlington Classic, beating Bimelec by them. I've got a picture of it at home.
Uh-huh.
Right above the fax machine.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I know where it is.
Well, Ms. and Mass has sired five Grade 1 stakes winners. Ms. Direction, an Eclipse Award finalist, won the 2012 Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint and five other stakes, including the 2013 Grade 2 Monrovia. She's won that 2 years in a row. She's earned over $1 million. More to come. Fratila, in her only start in the USA, won the 2012 Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf, and she's earned over $582,000. Ultimate Eagle has won three graded stakes, including the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby. He's earned over $547,000. He's still going strong. In fact, he was second, just got beat ahead in the Grade 2 San Pasquale earlier this month. Mass Track won the Grade 1 Hollywood Gold Cup and over $928,000. Midships counted the Grade 1 Charles Whittingham Memorial among his three greatest stakes win, and he earned over $528,000. Now, when it comes to top flight stakes winners and sired by Miz and Mass, that just scratches the surface. Stands at Judmont Farm for 15,000 live foal. Also at Judmont's the Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense, Bell and Bridle Song out of Empire Maker's Grade 1 winning half-sister Honest Lady by Seattle Slough. First Defense out of group stakes winner in his first crop 2 year olds last year, He stands for 7500 Life Hole. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. Well, Wise Dan, Horse of the Year, Champion Older Male, Champion Male Turf Horse, was raised on products from Macaulay Brothers. So was Shanghai Bobby, Champion 2-year-old Male. Wise Dan was raised at Patch and Wilkes Farm for his breeder, Mort Fink. Shanghai Bobby, undefeated in 5 starts, was bred by Jess and Chiquita Redox, Stonehaven Steadings. Congratulations to both from their friends at Macaulay Brothers. All told, there were 7 Eclipse Award finalists raised on products from Macaulay's, this following 5 winners of Breeders' Cup races. Solid testimony to the quality of those products. Macaulay's also provides such services as ration evaluation, growth rate evaluation, nutritional problem solving, custom feed formulation, and those who have taken advantage of these services have profited greatly. So give Mike Warren or David Longmire a call. The number is 873-3333. Or stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers was the first feed mill in the nation to produce products exclusively for the horse, and that's why we say at Macaulay's, it's all about the horse. Well, Mythical Power earned more than $821,000 competing against many of the best of his generation. The distance is from 6 to 9 furlongs. He won 2 graded stakes, sprinted 7 furlongs, and a blistering 120 in Hialeah. Ran a game second, 120 at Santa Anita. Got Hialeah on the mind. They ran quarter horses down there. Anyway, he sprinted 7/8 and 120. That'll throw you off. They don't run much faster than that, and that was at Santa Anita. He ran a game second to Quality Road, who's standing for $25,000 in historic Grade 1 Woodward Stakes. He bested Kentucky Derby winner Mind That Bird in the Sunland Derby. He also placed in the Grade 2 San Carlos at Santa Anita. Mythical Power is by Congaree, the sire of 10 stakes winners in his first 2 crops, including Geronimo, winner of the Grade 2 San Gabriel Stakes at Santa Anita. He has another stakes winner since then, incidentally. Geronimo earlier won the Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile, and the San Gabriel was his 6th graded stakes win. He's earned over $1,197,000. Congaree, you may recall, won 5 Grade 1 stakes, placed in both the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, near and more than $3,267,000. Mythical Power, standing his first season at stud, $7,500 doing a full stanza nurses at a warhorse place. And pay attention to this. If your mare is one of the first 15 booked to him and you breed twice, you may receive a free breeding right for life. Inquiries to Gary Asinger, 859-509-0053. Or Dana Asinger, 859-509-3157. See the website. You can pick up those phone numbers there. The website's Warhorse Place. .com. I've got time to do a little Joe Palmer. And I'm going to write, this is a column that he wrote back in the late 40s, back in Miami. It's Dateline, Miami, Florida. And this is an excerpt from that book, This Was Racing, which carries all his, well, not all of his columns, but some of his select columns. And this is the way this reads. A bay colt named Storm Ridden, garnished with Theodore F. Atkinson, dashed across the finish line at Hialeah, 3 lengths ahead of the next horse. A consultation to the program showed that he was owned by Potato Chip Farm. There were some feeble witticisms on the horticultural skill necessary to grow potato chips. And to escape them, this observer set out to find the source of the name. The trail led to a tall, big-frame, amiable man on the Hialeah Club terrace. Being duly sworn, he stated that his name was Harry Hoosman, that he lived in Cincinnati, and that he was soaking up the Florida sunshine because of the activities of the Hoosman Potato Products Company, of which he is head. He had named his stable the Potato Chip Farm because he had bought it out of the money he had made producing potato chips. This seemed logical enough, and the subject was about to be abandoned when Mr. Hoosman threw in an enigmatic sentence. I hope the money I've put into horses from potato chips goes as well as the money I put into potato chips from horses, he remarked. He had horses for a long time then? No. Started off with a couple of yearlings I bought at Saratoga Sales in 1948. The chronological seemed confused. The chronology seemed confused. but investigation turned up a story here presented to confound those who contend that the gambler's way leads only to the pawn shop. As about 1919, Mr. Hoosman, then a lad of 19 or so, was selling paper bags, wrapping paper, and kindred items to a reluctant merchantry around Cincinnati. And in the summer, he drew a two-week vacation across the river, a racetrack beckoned resistantly. At Cincinnati, that would have to be the grand and unforgotten old Latonia, long since dismantled and now covered with oil tanks. "Yes, Latonia," said Mr. Hoosman. "My idea was to go over and bet $5 a race until my money was gone. It just didn't go. For the first 3 days, it went all right. They were all losing days. Then we came up to the last race. You remember a horse named Brunette the Second? Well, I was out with a friend. He made his big bet on another horse with a saver on Brunette. I went the other way and put the big one on Brunette. $40 it was, and Brunette came in rolling at 17-1. From then on, I never had a losing day. The vacation ended, but our young entrepreneur didn't have it all. He called his office and asked for another week off. He explained he was in a lucky streak. Normally, this can be added to any collection of famous last words, but this wasn't normal. When the meeting was over, he said, I had a new Dodge automobile. I had 10 new suits. I gave a sort of victory party that cost a lot of money, and I had $4,900 more in the bank than when I started the vacation. A few days later, he was in a store when somebody came in and asked for potato chips. The owner went and rummaged in a stockroom and came back with the news that the potato chip situation was very short, and an expected shipment hadn't come. I asked him where he got his potato chips, and he said, Philadelphia. Then I asked, why didn't he buy them from a manufacturer in Cincinnati? And he said there wasn't any. 4 or 5 weeks later, there was. So it was as easy as that. To one who is weary of reading in the newspapers of citizens who have sent large sums down the drain through failure properly to estimate the form of the running horse, this story came like old wine. Here was a fortune and a racing stable founded squarely on a solid 17-1 shot. So good hunting to you. You know, and a few months later, a few columns later, he had a follow-up on that. And I'll read that column that he wrote. It's called Round Robin. Mention has been made here of a man who founded a fortune and a racing stable on a successful 17-1 shot at Latonia in his youth. This tale, equally well vouched for, but minus names, is different. The hero owned a photo finishing business in a somewhat out-of-the-way spot over in Jersey, and he used only two floors of his three-story building. Came to him a bookmaker who thought the third-floor loft would make an excellent spot for a wire room and offered to rent it for a price which would maintain the whole building. The photo finisher investigated, found that the bookmaker paid his bills and was kind to his family, and it was a deal. The two ultimately became quite chummy. The main business of the wire room was the supplying of information to 10 or 12 horse rooms in the area. But the bookmaker, being of a thrifty turn of mind, had a wire room of his own and a youngster to take bets over the phone. Naturally, the kid did some betting himself, putting markers into the drawer in order to avoid the trouble of collecting his salary. One day he came at the landlord with a proposition. He had figured out a six-horse round robin to go for $60, and he wanted his host to go for half. Go away, he told. Never bet on a racehorse in my life. But temptation is insidious. There was at the moment working on the firm's books an auditor whom the photo finisher knew to be an amateur of the running horse. Go look at what this kid's got, suggested the man, who had never bet on a racehorse. See if he knows what he's doing. The auditor climbed the stairs and pored over the past performances for a while, studying horses at a half dozen tracks. Wouldn't give you a nickel for these horses, singly or collectively, he decided. What do you see in them? Well, I've been studying horses for a long time, said the clerk, who was all of 20, and all of these horses just win without rhyme or reason. You can't see anything in their last race or the one before that, but I think they're ready to win. You got a tip on them or anything? No tips. I just think they're ready. So a report was duly made. Oh, hell, said the phono finisher. I want to get rid of the kid. I'll give him the $30 and forget it. The bookmaker came in a little later and saw the slip and the till. He went back downstairs to find the landlord. Look here, he said. How do you think I drive a big automobile and own a home and live high? It's on $2 and $5 bills that suckers bet on racehorses. Now, don't you go and add yourself to them. I want to rent the building, not own it. Here's your $30 back, and you still got the bet going. No, said a hero. Bet's a bet. Won't kill me. Let it ride. He went back to help the auditor with the books. A little later, the news was brought that the first horse had won at $28.80. The auditing began to get a little spotty. After a second had won at a slightly larger price, it was suspended altogether. Now, a six-horse round robin involves 15 plays. We won't go into the details, but you see the odds, even if the horses are solid favorites, which these weren't. Man I knew got a simple three-horse parlay onto the third horse twice in his life. First time, the final horse was Sunbow, one of the world's leading money winners. The second time, it was Equipoise, one of the greatest of all time. They both lost. But this six-horse round robin stood up. All afternoon, winners kept coming in, and it proved that the 2880 number was the shortest price of the lot. The pyramiding total grew so high that both of the bettors got scared. With one horse to go, they telephoned the bookmaker to tell him how much they were riding. This was a kind-hearted but not forward-looking step, because as a matter of protection, the book bet pretty strongly on the horse himself and probably knocked the price a little. When the final winner was in the auditor, had to be taken off the books again to figure the total take. The man who had never bet on a racehorse said he would take $1,000 for his share, though he was entitled to considerably more, and he stuck to it. The clerk took all of his, as who else wouldn't? Chances are, remarked the auditor, looking at the money, that's the most expensive $1,000 you ever made. Why so? Inquired his client. As soon as you get used to that money, you begin to wonder how long this has been going on, was the answer. Then you'll be a horse player. Not me. I'm through right now. No more horses. This was in the summer. The next winter, the bookmaker was still doing business in the third floor loft and driving a car with white wall tires. The kid was back up there taking bets on the phone and putting his own slips in the till to avoid collecting his salary. The photo finisher was spending the season in Florida. He wired back three times for money. That was a couple of Joe Palmer's good ones. Well, Albertus Maximus won the Grade 1 $1 million Breeders' Cup Mile, getting the distance 1:33-2. He also won the Grade 1 $500,000 Don Handicap at Gulfstream, set a new track record for a mile in the Windy Sands Handicap, won a pair of allowance races at Hollywood Park, a maiden special at Santa Anita, ran second in the Grade 2 Swaps Breeders' Cup Stakes and the Grade 3 Affirm, and was third in the Grade 1 Goodwood. He is one of four Grade 1 Stakes winners by Albert the Great, himself a Grade 1 Stakes winner of over $3 million. And his dam, a daughter of 49er, is a half-sister to Group 1 Stakes winner and champion King Charlemagne, to Group Stakes winner Misha Here, and to the dam of Grade 1 Stakes winner Here Comes Ben, out of the Grade 1 Stakes winner Race the Wild Wind. A superior runner from a family of superior runners. The first foals by Albertus Maximin are due this year. Now pay attention. Stands free to approve mares. There'll be a $5,000 bonus awarded to the breeder of his first winner and a $10,000 bonus to the breeder of his first black type winner. Call Kent Barnes at Shadwell Farm, 859-224-4585, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. I want to talk about my good friends over at Kismark. Kismark is a place where you send problem horses, and they straighten out for you. And they've straightened out problems on some really good horses, like Grace Hall. So, of course, she was just over there for a rest, but they'll take your horse over there and freshen them up for you. Kitten's Joy, who's doing pretty well at Stillin. Colonel John, who was the leading first crop sales sire last year. Einstein, but he went $3 million. Badge of Silver, another good stud horse now, down at Irder Stud, Any Given Saturday. Sprightstown, a champion sprinter, Magna graduate, Roses in May. Well, they've all got something in common, and they all came to Kismark to correct a problem one time during their careers. And, you know, we're just scratching the surface there. The list of well-known horses that went in there to be fixed up reads like a who's who. Now, Kesmark is on Shannon Run Road. It's you go out to Versailles Road, you know where the castle is, and you turn left instead of towards the castle. You turn left on Shannon Run. Other side of the road's Pisgah Pike, and Kesmark is right up the hill there. You can't bless it. They've got a variety of tools at their disposal there to benefit the horse. You just can't find anywhere else in Kentucky, and the people there, the staff there, is well schooled in how to use those tools. A lot of the veterinarians, most of the vets around here, use those Kesmark facilities. In fact, every horse that comes in there pretty near has their own vet. So if you stick around long enough, you're going to meet most of the vets in Central Kentucky. And they open their doors to horses that have been critically injured, to those, like I said, just need a little freshening. And the cost is very, very reasonable. You'd be surprised. And they've got the tools there to do it right with. So, you know, I mean, they've got a cold saltwater spa that to reduce swelling and inflammation in the limbs. They've got an aqua tread and a swimming pool and a freestyle walker and indoor walking and jogging rings. There's a vibrating platform that was developed by the space program, and that stimulates hoof growth, enhances circulation, strengthens bones. You get a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, turnout paddocks, round pen, everything you need right there at Kesmark, reasonably priced. Let me give you the phone number. It's 859-873-9955. Or you can go to the Wesmar, to the website, and let me pronounce that, or spell it for you. It's Kesmark, KESMARC.com. All right, breeders, I want you to pay attention to this, too. If you hold an existing live-foal contract to any of the stallions, and I'm going to list those stallions, you'll automatically be entered into a draw for an additional free season to that stallion. Or if you sign a live-foal contract by noon on February the 8th, so time's running out on it, you'll also be eligible for a free drawing. The stallions involved are Artie Schiller, Bellamy Road, Colonel John, Drosselmeyer, Gemologist, Pioneer of the Nile, Sydney's Candy, Spring at Last, Super Saver, and U.S. Ranger. Also ask about those horses that came over from Vinery. They've got all their old Vinery studs over there now, like Congrats and More Than Ready. And I'm trying to think who else is over there now. Pure Prize is there, and he's been a very good sire, multiple grade one sire. And anyway, just ask about them, and the people to ask. Or Jerry Duffy or Leanna Packard or Chance Tim, let me give you the phone number, 873-1717, and go to that website. It's windstarfarm.com for more information about this. And it's a great deal now, once again. You sign up, if you breed a mare, to one of the stallions that I mentioned, and sign a contract by the February the 8th, and then you're eligible for a drawing for a free season. So don't miss it. Once again, it's 873-1717.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says the poet is clear.
All righty. Well, been pretty good week for Kentucky. Briz up at the Eclipse Awards, and my good friend David Schweitzer wants me to mention this. Of course, David's over there with the KTA in Toba. Anyway, eight of the 10 Eclipse Award winners were foaled in Kentucky. Wise Dan, of course, who garnered three Eclipse Awards, was bred by Mort Fink, foaled here in Kentucky. I'll Have Another, who was a champion three-year-old colt, was bred by Harvey Clark, and right here in Kentucky. Royal Delta, of course, the champion handicap mare, bred by Palladies Investments, and foaled in Kentucky. Shanghai Bobby, the champion two-year-old colt, undefeated. By Harlan's Holiday, of course, bred by Stonehaven Steadings, foaled in Kentucky. Beholder, the champion two-year-old filly, was bred by Fred and Nancy Clark of Fred and Nancy, well, anyway, bred over at Clarkland Farm, Fred and Nancy Mitchell. And, they bred a lot of nice horses over there. This is a filly Beholder that they bred. I don't know what they sold her for. Now, she belonged to Spendthrift Farm. I think they paid a pretty good price for her. Trinaberg, the champion sprinter, was bred by the JM Stables. Groupie Doll, bred by Fred Bradley and William Bradley down in close to Frankfort. And the only two that weren't foaled in Kentucky, one was foaled in, even the champion steeplechaser, Perot Lunaire, I guess the way you pronounce it. Skymark Farm bred that one. Huh. There was one, Zagora, of course, was a French bred. And Questing was foaled in Great Britain. But races for Darley. Anyway, but that's a pretty doggone impressive record, you know, that no other states, as a matter of fact, just Kentucky. All right, well, stakes winners last weekend. The LeCompte Stakes at the Fairgrounds, Grade 3, went to Oxbow. Oxbow bred by Colt Neckstables. He's another runner by Awesome again. Those things run everywhere. And let's see what else won stakes. It was Kentucky bred last weekend. Renee's Titan won the Santa Ynez Stakes, Grade 2. He was bred by Mr. and Mrs. John Leviticus. Smarty Jones Stakes at Oaklawn Park was bred by Eaton. Now, I don't know if that's the Eaton Sales or what. But anyway, won it over down at Oakland. It was Will Take Charge was the name of that one. Renee's Titan was the winner of the Santa Ynez Stakes. Kitten's Joy Stakes at Gulfstream Park went to Charming Kitten and another runner bred by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. Todd Pletcher trains that thing. And the Silver Bullet Stakes at the Fairgrounds went to Touch Magic, and bred by Hermitage Farm down at Goshen, Kentucky. The Evening Attire Stakes at Aqueduct, Last Gunfighter, by First Samuel I, of course, stands over at Claiborne Farm. John Gunther bred that one. The American Beauty Stakes went to Cheery, by Distorted Humor, bred by Claiborne Farm and Adele Dill Snyder. Now, the American Beauty Stakes is at Oakland, I believe I said that. And the Louisiana Handicap down at the Fairgrounds was won by Infratini, bred by Include, which was bred in Kentucky by Z Thoroughbreds. He beat Mark Valensky, incidentally, who just barely beat him, less than a length, who's by Proud Citizen, who's bred and owned by Brereton C. Jones, who, of course, stands Include and Proud Citizen down at Airdrie Stud. So that was pretty good. All right, well, Dominus, the greatest stakes winner on dirt and grass and the son of the top sire Smart Strike, is going to stand his first season of stud at Spendthrift Farm. Dominus sprinted 7 furlongs and won 22-3 at Santa Anita. Then in his very next start, ran second, beating just a quarter length in the Grade 3 Derby trial at Churchill Downs. After a layoff of some 8 weeks, he won the Grade 2 Dwyer Stakes on the dirt at Belmont. First start on grass following the wind sprinting at Saratoga was 7 furlongs and won 22-2. Came in the Grade 2 Bernard Baruch at Saratoga. Led all the way. Got a mile and a sixteenth and won 40-1. Winner of over $444,000, Dominus was bred by E.P. Evans, and he is one of 88 stakes winners by Smart Strike, who has twice ranked number one on the North American sire list. Dominus is out of the stakes winning mare, Quando. By Lord at War. Quando won 3 stakes, placed in 4 graded stakes, and is a half-sister to Honey Rider. Honey Rider was a grade 1 stakes winner of over $2,784,000, and she was also a half-sister to the greatest stakes winner, Quando Puerde, in the Dam of Hit It Rich. Yet another greatest stakes winner sired by Smart Strike. Dominus is going to stand for $10,000. No, it's not. It's going to stand for $6,500 due in a full stance of nurses. He's eligible for Spendthrift's popular Share the Upside program. But if you breed a mare in 2013 and 2014 at $10,000 and you will receive a free breeding right after the fee is paid in 2015. And if you recall, that's exactly what happened to Into Mischief. And he was one of those original programs over there that Share the Upside program. And once it's... What's a season to him? Free season to him worth now. Free breeding right to him. Anyway, call Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Mark Toothacker or you can call Ned Toffey over 294-0030 at Spendthrift Farm. See the website at spendthriftfarm.com.
down the highway, past your friend old time. Thinking of my
poor friend. All righty, I got 6 minutes, I've been told, so they're running the Forward Gal Stakes today down in Gulfstream Park. Forward Gal, it was a Chestnut filly. She was a foal of 68 by Native Charger, who was by Native Dancer, of course. She was out of Forward Thrust by Jet Action, bred in Florida by the Ace Coast Stables. W.A. Kroll trained her. Ran 13 times as a two-year-old, and she won 7 of them at 2 seconds in the third. The first 3 starts didn't do too good. That was a Gulfstream, Garden State, and Garden State, and Allward half a mile. And she won the third one. Like I say, she Native Charger, incidentally, was by the by Florida Derby, and won the Florida Derby, won the Flamingo and the Tyro Stakes, and was out of... Well, he was probably Native Charger was outside of Raising Native, but probably Native Dancer's best son in this country, although Dan Cupid was pretty good in France. Forward Gal was the champion sprinter, two-year-old filly. She won a 37 stakes winners by Native Charger. He also sired Summer Guests, who won the Coaching Club American Oaks in the Alabama, and the Mammoth Oaks, the Black Eyed Susan. Won the Spinster out of Keenan. And she won the Grey Lag beating Coles. And Native Charger was a High Echelon, who won the Belmont Stakes. I believe that was in 1970. Yeah, it was, because he ran third in the Derby, which was Dust Commander's year, my good friend Don Combs. And High Echelon had won the Futurity and Pimlico Laurel Futurity. My dad, George, was having to be third in that Derby that day, or second in that Derby. High Schemer was won the Coaching Club American Oaks in the Gazelle, ran second in the Mother Goose. She was by Native Charger. He was a good stud horse. Who's for Dinner? Kirby, Misty Native, Sharp Bell, Kathy Baby. You know, his best runners were fillies, and it showed in his broodmare sires. He was a broodmare sire, some 72 stakes winners, including Aluma's. Aloma's Ruler, who won the Preakness Stakes. So, although he was a Florida bred, he was a pretty good kind of a racehorse. Native Charger was. Forward Gal, she was the champion two-year-old filly of her year. I really don't have time to get into her two-year-old year, but she was a champion two-year-old, even though she was a Florida bred. You know, that's the way it goes. Well, we've had a pretty good... week out of winning races from the Thoroughbred Center. Since last week's show, we have had 12 winners. 12 winners in a week is pretty good in my book. Let's see who won those. Eduardo Caramori won 2. Tommy Mills won with a horse named Storm of Energy. Trish Regard won 1. Jim Rankin won with Casey's Cactus. Brenda Hill won with Miss Nina's Song. Selmer Olson, Little Wee Acres. Rod McDowell won with Penny's Court. We had 4 winners last night up at Turfway. Wayne Mogie won with Kid Rockette, won the 3rd race. The 4th race, Tanya Bomitas won with Lady of Rivendell. Adolphus Marcius won with Indio Moro. That's a race I talked about earlier. He got off real bad in that race and came on and won like a good thing. And Marco Castaneda, who Marco used to ride races himself, won the nightcap with Chola. Getting back to Adolfo, he has won 3 races down at Turfway this month, which is pretty good. He won with earlier in the month. Where was that? 2 on the same day. I believe he won the 2nd and the 4th races down there on the January the 4th. With Big Jim's Mistake and India Moro. So India Moro has won 2 races at Turfway this month. Pretty good, huh? I would say. I think we're just about run out of time. That song means that we are. And it's we're up on UrsulaEllisHorseTales.com, the website. And this thing is, you can pick it up live, of course, on what?
WLXG.
WLXG.com. So I want to thank you all for listening, and we'll be back next week at the same old stand, and have a good week.
Happy trails.